Welcome to Klamath County High School Basketball on KlamathRadio.com. All season long, we're bringing you all the action of the Mazama Vikings and the Henley Hornets. So let's get this show on the road. Let's go courtside with Randy Adams and the team for tonight's exciting game on KlamathRadio.com.
Good evening and welcome to Valhalla Court, Mazama High School. Tonight's makeup game, if you will. Last night, Hidden Valley elected not to come over with the inclement weather we had late Monday, early Tuesday, and so they moved tonight's game to tonight, or last night's game to tonight, as the Hidden Valley Mustangs take on the Mazama Vikings. A lone game left in the first game of the second round of the Skyline. Last night, Henley knocking off Klamath Union at the Hornet's Nest to take sole possession of first place, and with two games up and only four to play, the Hornets certainly look to be in the proverbial driver's seat going into the last four games of the league season. No game tomorrow, but then back to at it on Friday. And a Friday night broadcast will have the Henley Hornets, and that will be a game against the Phoenix Pirates at the Hornet's Nest. Tonight's game is on KFLS 102.5 FM, 1450, that's 1450 in my book, on the AM dial. Because of Oregon Duck basketball being played on the opposite side, we're giving you the standings now of the Skyline Conference as they stand before this game. Henley is 6-0, Klamath Union in second place at 4-2. Hidden Valley and Mazama tied for third right now at 2-3. The winner of this game will have sole possession of third place after tonight. The Phoenix Pirates are 2-4, and the North Valley Knights are 1-5. Good game between these two teams last time. Hidden Valley jumped out to an early 47-30 lead, but Mazama tied it up at 58 with about a minute left in the game before Hidden Valley made a last-second shot and won it 61-59 over in Murphy in the first league game of the season for the defending Skyline champion, Mazama Vikings. So there a little bit of retribution there. I think that left a solid, I think that made a couple of statements. If you're a Mazama fan, number one, you come back on the road from 17 points down to tie the game late in the game. That's one thing to look forward to. And the other side of it is you're playing at home, and third place is on the line. There's only two guaranteed spots out of the Skyline Conference in the state playoffs. The rest will be play-in games, if you will, and Mazama certainly needs to position itself with a good second round, and it all begins here tonight. We'll take a two-minute break, come back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of tonight's game. You're listening to Mazama High School Basketball on 102.5 KFLS News Talk Radio and 1450 AM.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th. Basin Immediate Care hopes your game is exciting, memorable, and injury-free. In the event that you suffer an injury, illness, allergy, or just need a wellness check, be sure to stop in. There's never an appointment needed. With on-site x-ray, lab, plus cardiac technology, you won't be waiting long. At Basin Immediate Care, you'll get speedy results. Open every day, including holidays. The provider is in every day at Basin Immediate Care, 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center. Have a great game.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call MODOC Services. The folks at MODOC Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. MODOC Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. MODOC Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. and the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Welcome back here to Valhalla Court. We mentioned last night two of the three games were played in Skyline Conference basketball. We'll give you the scores now. Henley defeating Klamath Union in boys action 51-43. The Hornets remain the lone undefeated team in conference play at 6-0. It was a back-and-forth game, but the Hornets were able to struggle through some adversity at home at the Hornets' Nest last night to bring home the 51-43 victory. Phoenix has now won two games in a row in league play and certainly has woken up from a slumber that they were in earlier in the season. They routed North Valley last night 64-41. In girls action last night, it was Henley over Klamath Union 52-45. The Hornet girls remain in solid second place behind Hidden Valley, who is the undefeated team in girls action, also at 6-0. Hidden Valley, a strong 39-23 win over the Mazama girls in a game just completed here at Valhalla Court. No starting lineup given to me from the Hidden Valley coach, playing a little bit close to the cuff, but we'll get them as they're introduced. The Mazama Vikings will go with 6'1" senior Javon Hall in the front court. He'll be followed by Cole Brosterhouse, a 6'3" sophomore. Steven Luna, a 5'9" sophomore. Tristan Lee, a 6'3" sophomore. And Dylan Aguirre, a 6' junior. Only one senior in the starting lineup for the Mazama Vikings here tonight. Head coach, of course, is Randy Barleen. The assistant coach, several of them, including Mike Rooney. And the athletic director at Mazama High School is Vic Lease. The head coach of the Hidden Valley Mustangs is Alex Keller. Jeff McLean and Ryan Coggins backing him up as the assistant coaches. We are anticipating some introductions as they've got the big spotlight up here right off to my right for the starting lineups here, and we'll have those. And then I believe we're going to have the national anthem before the boys game tonight, but there is no pep band here tonight. They were scheduled to be here last night, but with the game being moved to tonight, I believe if we have the national anthem, it'll certainly either be a student that will sing it or we'll have the proverbial playback of the recorded version, which is always just fine with me as long as they play it, right? All right, starting lineups being introduced. We're going to take another two-minute break and come back. It's Skyline Conference Basketball on KFLS News Radio, 102.5 and 1450 AM. We're back in 2 minutes.
The best gifts come in small packages. And at Bridges World Jewelry, they couldn't agree more. Just in time for Valentine's Day, Rick has diamond heart pendants at 25% off. Diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Plus, a dazzling 1.01 carat loose diamond was $7,900. Valentine priced at only $44.99. Bridges World Jewelry, the only place to shop for your Valentine. In the Tower Shopping Center.
Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inns. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or sander or nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply, on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
Mazama in the home whites, Hidden Valley in the road blue with white numerals trimmed in orange. Mazama with the home whites, they have the blue numerals trimmed in a little bit of black. The officials for tonight's game are Tim Murphy and Ruben Pascal. The ball was tossed up. Both players missed on the swipe at midcourt. They'll reload it and pop it up again, and the tip is controlled by the Hidden Valley Mustangs, who will move the ball left to right. As we start tonight, Parker Wright out in the front court. He'll leave it for Iwanzu, who got the start tonight over Ezra McLean, who started last time for this team at that position. They'll bring it back out way out in the front court as the ball comes loose to Iwanzu. He'll swing it out left side, dribble baseline left, and then a foul, a reach-in, going to be called on Mazama. I believe that's going to be on Jake Healy. Mazama's starting lineup is Javon Hall, Jake Healy, Steven Luna, Tristan Lee, and Dylan Aguirre got the start for Mazama as well. Iwanzu with the inbound. Out front, he'll swing it out to Bird. Jonathan Bird, point guard, move the ball left-hand side, now right side, as the reverse direction over to Parker Wright. He'll dribble into the paint, put it in to Joe Blanton with a 5-foot shot, right hand, no good. And the rebound coming down to Mazama. First possession of the game for the Vikings. Steven Luna, left-hand side on the wing. Swing it to Brosterhaus. Way out front now, the ball comes to Aguirre. The dribble drive to Luna. And he draws the foul. Doesn't make the shot, but will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Steven Luna, 5'9", sophomore. Started many games for Mazama as a freshman last year. Foul is on Jonathan Bird, his first. First free throw on the way from Luna is... No, he made the basket. The basket did go in. Luna with an opportunity for the three-point play. Missed the shot, though. Mazama got the rebound on the offensive side. Brosterhaus will put it up from 15. It is from the left angle and no good. Rebound, Hidden Valley with a fast break in numbers. And Joe Blanton lays it in on an easy breakaway bucket to tie the game at 2. 2-2 the score. Mazama with the ball right-hand side, moving it right to left on the radio dial and across the World Wide Web at klamathradio.com. Brosterhaus bounce pass into the baseline area left to Luna. He'll swing it back up front to Javon Hall. A right-hand floater from 8 is no good, but Javon Hall will draw a foul with 6:17 left here in the opening quarter. And the personal foul is on Joe Blanton, the 6'4" senior, underneath for Hidden Valley. First free throw is on the way and good for Javon Hall, the leading scorer on this Mazama team so far this year, averaging just under 18 a game. 3-2 Mazama, second free throw is on the way, duplicates the effort. Both are good, Mazama leading now 4-2. Just underway in this makeup Skyline Conference game. Parker Wright to Iwanzu out front. Use a screen there. He'll hold the ball for a moment. Can't utilize it much, though. Get it back out to Jonathan Bird on the point. Now into the corner, a long three. Good for Iwanzu. Buries it. Left angle, about 20 out. 5-4 now. Hidden Valley back up by 1. Steven Luna. Right-hand side to Brosterhaus. Top of the circle now, meeting the ball is Christian Casper, who checked in last dead ball. Casper drives in baseline, puts it up off the glass and in for 2. Christian Casper with a good move underneath for the Vikings. His first basket of the game. Mazama reestablishes the lead at 6-5. Iwanzu up front. Going to leave it for Parker Wright. He tries to shoot. No, he doesn't. Brings it back out. Wasn't open. Was in the free throw circle momentarily, and then they came in undefensively. Bounce pass inside to Blanton. Low block left. It's out of bounds. Zama will take the turnover and try to exploit it as they lead by one. 6-5. 5:05 left here in the opening quarter. We have a number 34 in the lineup for North Valley, or Hidden Valley, but we do not have him on our roster during the break. I will effort to get that for you. Here's Brosterhaus, left-hand side, into the free throw circle. Javon Hall's jumper is good. Javon Hall, just off the right elbow, puts it in for two more. He's now got four. And Mazama now leads 8-5. Crossover dribble inside the paint. Nice move from Jonathan Bird. 9-foot fadeaway jumper off the glass. No rim. Rebound Hall. 1-on-3. Takes it to the well anyway. He won't make the shot. Blanton with the rebound. For North Valley, or Eden Valley, they'll bring it back down the other way. And the player to be named later, number 34, comes down with the rebound. Now he'll take the shot from the outside. Front iron and off. No good. Luckily, Hidden Valley has a broadcaster here tonight. A video broadcaster, and I'll see if I can get the name during our commercial break when we take one. Out of bounds, last touched by Mazama on the rebound attempt. Hidden Valley to inbound right side of their own goal. Parker Wright retrieves the ball on the inbounds pass, drives it in with the left hand, lays it up and in. Parker Wright's first basket of the game. Seesaw battle so far, halfway through the first quarter. It is 8-7. Mazama trails by one. Javon Hall in the right corner. Swing at top of the circle now to Brosterhaus between the rings into the front 44 feet. Now out, way out front to Jay Keeley. Playing some catch on the perimeter against a matchup zone for Hidden Valley. Back out is Hall for a long three. Pops it off the back iron from 22. No good, out of bounds. Last touch by Hidden Valley, though, so Mazama retains possession. Both teams with two team fouls here in this first period. Mazama leads by one. Here's the inbound to Javon Hall. He'll simply stop and pop as he gets the inbound pass from 17. It is no good. And Hidden Valley brings down the rebound. They trail by one. Jonathan Bird up front to Parker Wright. Now to Blanton. Tries to penetrate, kick it back out now to Bird. They'll work the other side of the floor. Here's Blanton, left-hand side, weak side, needed some help, took it to the well himself and was drew the foul. He drew the foul there. I thought he might have been called for an offensive charge. There was not. It was Iwanzu, not Blanton. So Blanton will go to the free throw line. In the first foul of the game for Christian Casper. And the first free throw from Iwanzu is good to tie the game at 8. Second free throw on the way is also down the hatch. 9-8 the score. Hidden Valley back to a 1-point lead. Javon Hall out front to Healy. Bring it up top now to Casper. Weak side over to Hall. Drives the paint. Lays it up and in. Javon Hall took his explosive speed and exploited it on his defender. 10-9. Mazama back to a 1-point lead. Hidden Valley going to the bench and bringing in Garrett Haggerty during the last dead ball. Also, that will bring in right now Ryan Harry for Joe Blanton with 2:50 left in the first quarter. Here's the inbound. Shot put up. No good. Haggerty missed it from 6, but he got the offensive board. Wiped away, though, by Hall. 3-on-2, Mazama numbers to Luna. Lays it up, no good. Off the rim and out of bounds. They had numbers in the breakaway attempt. Just couldn't make the shot. So the Mustangs will bring it into the front court. Jonathan Bird thought about the 3, didn't take it. Leaves it for Harry. He travels. We'll go back the other way. Right now on the floor for the Mazama Vikings, it is Tristan Lee, Javon Hall, Jake Healy, Christian Casper, and Dylan Aguirre, I believe. Here's Hall again, weak side. Takes it to the well for the second dribble drive. Will not hit it, but he'll draw the foul. Was it in the act? I don't know. That was one of those that happened way out before he put the shot up. It will not be a shooting foul, but it will either be the second foul on Jonathan Bird. He'll have to come out during the next dead ball. They couldn't substitute for him quick enough. Coach was a little slow at the draw there, getting him into the game. Mazama inbounds with Luna. Swinging the ball right side over to Brosterhaus. Back into the game. Leave it over left to Hall on the wing. Now to Tristan Lee. Top of the key three, Jake Healy rattles in and out of the cage. No good. Good look. Just couldn't make it happen, but Healy got his own rebound as it came way out. And guess who buries the three on the next shot? Javon Hall. Heck of a game so far for Javon Hall. He's got 9 of the Vikings' 13 points. Minute 35 left here in the quarter. Mazama with their biggest lead of the night at just 4, 13-9. A foul away from the ball as Hidden Valley brought it into the front court. We'll see who they called that on. With 94 seconds, a minute 34 left. Nope, they're just going to re-inbound the ball. Evidently, an official's timeout, no foul. Parker Wright with the ball, left-hand side on the wing, about 20 feet out. Swings it to Haggerty, but it's stolen by the Vikings. Good defense there. Amazama now with a minute 20 into the front court with the ball. Healy, left side. Brosterhaus thought about the three, pump fake. Drives baseline, right-hand layup for Cole Brosterhaus. Trying to give his dad credit for that basket. Cole Brosterhaus makes it 15-9. Mazama's biggest lead at 6. Brosterhaus's first 2 points. Good-looking sophomore for Mazama. Here's Haggerty. Drives inside the paint, misses the lay-in. Got his own rebound, puts it up and in. Garrett Haggerty's first bucket of the game, and it makes it 15-11. Javon Hall into the front court. Top of the key over to Brosterhaus. Back to Hall on the wing right. To the left-hand side, Brosterhaus tried to drive inside on the weak side, was cut off at the pass, bring it back to Hall. Thought about the three, didn't. Now to Jake Healy, left-hand side. Back now to Cole Brosterhaus, dribbles into the paint, kicks it back out to Hall, an NBA three, and that one is off the mark. No good, front iron it off. And with 17 seconds left, Hidden Valley with the ball. Left-hand side is Parker Wright. Lost the ball, got it back. The give and go to Garrett Haggerty on the layup. No good. Mazama with 2 seconds. Here is Brosterhaus near midcourt. Launches it, and it's no good. First quarter is in the books, and a good start for the Mazama Vikings as they lead Hidden Valley 15-11 here at Valhalla Court. We'll be back after this one-minute break on KFLS News Radio.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with 3 convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town. It's made just for me.
Yours truly needs to take a refresher in a math class. It's 8 points for Javon Hall in the first quarter. Mazama leading at 15-11. The player to be named later, we have figured out, is Jeremiah Norga, who is listed as number 5 in the OSAA roster. But Jeremiah did one of those things that high school kids will do once in a while and left his jersey back in Grants Pass, or in Murphy, so he grabbed one that he could from a JV player in the previous game. You got to do what you got to do. Norga is number 34. Now that mystery is solved. Rosterhaus, top of the key right, swings it to Hall. On the elbow, the dribble drive inside to Christian Casper, who fights for position and lays it up and in. Christian Casper with a great move there for Mazama to give them their biggest lead of the night. Casper's fourth, 17-11 Mazama. Norga with the ball left-hand side on the wing. Drives baseline now left. Puts it up the right hand, no good. Joe Blanton with the right-hand scoop. Tries to put it in, no good. Hall with a rebound. Rifles a pass down the floor. Intended for Brosterhaus. It was tipped away and out of bounds, far sideline. Mazama will re-inbound the ball. Here's Brosterhaus. Kick it left-hand side. Now top of the circle to Cole Brosterhaus. Jake Healy with the ball now. In the free throw circle to Lee. Get it back. Brosterhaus, long three. Splat! It's good. Cole Brosterhaus now with 5 points in the game. Mazama's biggest lead of the night at 9, 20-11. Parker Wright with the ball. Now to Jacob Tanner. Tanner wearing the famous number 0 on the floor for Hidden Valley. He's in the right-hand corner. Out on him defensively is Brosterhaus. Tanner takes him to task. Drives baseline. Partially blocked. Brosterhaus with the block. Mazama with the steal. Brosterhaus up to Casper, into the corner to Hall, and then quickly will go the opposite way. Back to Cole Brosterhaus. The NBA three is on the way, no good. They're shooting some long ones tonight. That one off the mark, short and off the rim. Rebound Hidden Valley. Jacob Tanner feeds it inside, and a nice fadeaway 8-foot jumper from 6'4" senior Joe Blanton on the post. Inside the paint to make it 20-13. Cutting the Mazama lead down to 7. They bring it quickly into the front court. The front 44 feet between the rings with it is Jacob Healy. Leave it out to Lee. Back to Jake on the wing. Cutter underneath, wide open, and guess who? Christian Casper. Lays it up and in. Casper now has 6. He's played well tonight. 22-13. And a steal at the midcourt line, or at the free throw line the other way. Here comes Healy, 3-on-2, fast break. Healy to Brosterhaus, inside the paint, steps on the baseline, but I think a foul prior to stepping on the line on the shot attempt will be called against Hidden Valley, and it will. Cole Brosterhaus trying to go up with a shot, and it will be 2 free throws for Cole Brosterhaus. They put number 30 up on the board. There was no number 30 on the floor for Hidden Valley on the foul. Now they've got it right, 34. That's Jeremiah Norga. Free throw on the way, no. And out of bounds. Last touch by Hidden Valley. Score remains 22-13, but Mazama got new life with the ball. Brosterhaus with a cutter inside the paint. Pump fake. Turnaround right-hand floater is no good from Tristan Lee. Little sidearm action that was a line drive. Need a little more arch on the ball. Rebound Hidden Valley. Jonathan Bird down the free throw line. Now back out for a three. Jeremiah Norga will bury the three from the top of the key. And all of a sudden now, it's a 6-point game. First 3-point field goal for Hidden Valley tonight. Here's Lee. Get the ball left-hand side inside the paint. Nice pass. And that's going to be Tristan Lee with 2 more points. Tristan Lee's first basket. Nice touch pass to Tristan on the give-and-go. Javon Hall with the assist. Here's Norga's 3 at the top of the key, trying to duplicate the effort from a moment ago. Cannot make it. Rebound Mazama. 3-on-2. And they're going to kind of bring it back up now. Had the numbers for a moment. Brosterhaus. Right-hand side to Lee. Now top of the key to Healy. Left side, Cole Brosterhaus. Jump shot, 15-foot baseline jumper. Short from the left side. No good. Knocked away and out of bounds. From Jeremiah Norga for Hidden Valley. It will be Mazama ball, I think. Two officials conferring. One said one said the other. The two being Ruben Pashal and Tim Murphy. Tim Murphy is the one that reverses the call and says, nope, Mazama was the last to touch that ball. Now Randy Barleen trying to get an explanation as Hidden Valley walks the ball into the front court. 24-16, Mazama halfway through the second quarter. Norga will leave it out. Long three from Iwanzu is no good. And the rebound brought down by Mazama. One and done again. Hidden Valley last three times. One shot and out. Mazama with the rebound. Brosterhaus. Swing pass right hand side. Free throw line extended. Over to Healy. Get it back over to Brosterhaus. Weak side. And now top of the key to Hall. They come out on him defensively, so they leave Tristan Lee wide open for a long three. His shot is off the mark. No good. Hidden Valley with the rebound and numbers. And turning the ball over is Ezra McLean. Palmed the ball as he tried to continuation on the dribble with the right hand. You don't see a call like that very often anymore, but that was definitely palming. 24-16. Stavora remains. Mazama with an 8-point lead. Left-hand side, it's Hall. He's isolated over there, drives inside. Now dishes the ball back underneath the basket to Brosterhaus, who puts it up. And in. Cole Brosterhaus with another basket for Mazama. He's played well tonight. Mazama's biggest lead's their first double-digit lead, 26-16. But I spoke too soon. As Ezra McLean comes right back down and scores. A bucket for Hidden Valley, 26-18. Here's Tristan Lee, penetrates with a drive, lays it up, had a good opportunity, just couldn't get it to go. With a right-hand kiss off the glass, 2.5 left, rebound Hidden Valley. They're down by 8. Ezra McLean takes a screen, pops one from just outside the free throw line left, no good. And the rebound to Hall. He'll bring it into the front court for Mazama. Leave it underneath now to Casper. Bring it back out. Brosterhaus. Another three for Cole Brosterhaus. His second of the quarter. And he is now at double figures with 10. Timeout, Hidden Valley. 2:11 left, first half. Mazama with an early lead here. 29-18 over Hidden Valley. We'll be back in a minute on KFLS News Radio.
Hanson Tire is your full-service tire dealer. You and your car will be treated right. With Monroe shocks and struts, Interstate batteries, complete brake service, and front-end alignment. Hanson Tire, locally owned, locally operated. You and your car will receive great service at great prices. Is your car ready for the road? Make an appointment at Hanson Tire today. Call 273-0509. Hanson Tire on Maywood Drive.
Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTP V14057.
Javon Hall is called for pickpocketing. His first foul, team foul number 4 on Mazama. So Hidden Valley re-inbounds the ball down by 11, 29-18. Joe Blanton to Jonathan Bird, right baseline. Inside the paint, the pass comes to Ryan Harry. Tying up the ball for Mazama is Tristan Lee, the 6'3" sophomore. Held ball, or old school people still call it jump ball. Possession arrow is in Hidden Valley's favor. They'll get the ball back. Minute 47 left until halftime. 29-18. Here's the inbound. Long three. Coffin corner put up and missed there by Harry. And the rebound brought down by Mazama. Javon Hall to do the honors into the front court. Left-hand side over now to Jake Healy. He tries a spin move. Unsuccessful, so he dishes the ball now to Christian Casper, who drives baseline, lays it up and in. Casper now with 8-6 in the quarter, and it's 31-18. Mazama by 13. Ezra McLean, pass inside to Blanton, and a big collision there between Blanton and Casper. Christian will be called for the foul, Christian Casper. as he clearly was in the wrong there with a minute 13 left. Non-shooting foul, only team foul number 5 in the Mazama Vikings. And so Iwanzu will inbound the ball right side of the goal as Parker Wright will check back in for Ezra McLean for the Mustangs during this dead ball. They'll swing it way out in the front court to Jonathan Bird. Now over to Wright on the right wing. He'll pop one from there. Top, no good. Top of the rim and off, no good. Rebound fought for by Healy. Over the back foul as he came down with that ball. That's team foul number 7. And Jake Healy will have one in the bonus if he can get to the free throw line and make the first one. He'll have a chance to make 2. The personal foul on Ryan Harry, his 2nd. Team foul number 7 is mentioned on Hidden Valley. Healy has not scored tonight. First free throw is on the way, and it's off the back iron. No good. He will not be bonused in this opportunity. But a steal on the outlet pass by Hall on the rebound. Sends it inside the paint to Brosterhaus. Back to Javon Hall with a great touch pass. Great floor presence from Brosterhaus to leave it for Hall, who now has 10. Mazama's lead is 15, 33 to 18. Long three put up and missed there by Ryan Harry from the left wing. Poor execution of a shot there. Had nobody underneath the rebound from Hidden Valley. Mazama with a rebound. Down the other way they come. Into the right-hand corner. Brosterhaus bring it up top now to Hall. He'll yo-yo the ball with the left hand and terminate. Get down to 17 seconds. Almost throw it away. Did throw it away as he tried to keep the clock alive. Look at that block from Hall on Parker Wright. Slammed it up against the blackboard. High in the air. What a play from Hall. In the corner, Lee for 3 at the buzzer is good. Tristan Lee. That worked out tremendously for Mazama, and what a first half for the Vikings. The score at halftime, Mazama 36 and Hidden Valley 18. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back on KFLS News Talk 1450 at 102.5 FM.
Remember, the one place to find summer fun is on the online magazine, BasinLife.com. BasinLife.com has a full entertainment page with activities and things to do, restaurants and dining guide, sports and outdoor features, coupons and deals, and city guides to all the area cities and towns and top businesses in those cities. It's all on BasinLife.com. Brought to you by Courtesy RV on South 6, Foothills Dental, and Epicenter Family Entertainment Center. All the fun, one place, BasinLife.com.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th.
The providers in every day at Basin Immediate Care, sports and wellness physicals to illnesses, injuries, and occupational services, you'll receive immediate attention. Basin Immediate Care's on-site x-ray and lab ensure speedy results, plus relief from your illness or injury. Open every day of the year, including Sundays and holidays. Never an appointment needed. Basin Immediate Care stays aware of, equipped for, and ready to meet every new challenge. Basin Immediate Care, the provider is in every day. 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call Modoc Services. The folks at Modoc Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. Modoc Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. Modoc Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
Randy Adams back here at Valhalla Court. Score at halftime, Mazama 36, Hidden Valley 18. A good start for the Vikings here tonight. But keep in mind, Mazama was down 47-30 when these two teams met the first time, and they were the team that came back. So anything can happen in the second half. Mazama with a 15-point first quarter, 21 in the second. Hidden Valley with 11 in the first quarter and 7 in period number 2. Unofficially, Javon Hall with 11 points for Mazama with a 3-point field goal. Cole Brosterhouse has 10 with 2 threes. Steven Luna with 2. Tristan Lee with 4. Kristen Casper with 8. Jake Healy has played and has not scored, as has Dylan Aguirre, who he has played and has not scored here tonight as well. From the free throw line, Mazama hitting 2 of 3 in the first half for 66%. Ezra McLean with 2. Jeremiah Norga with 3. Joe Blanton with 4 points for Hidden Valley. Parker Wright has 2. Garrett Haggerty has 2. Matthew Iwanzu has 5, all in the first quarter. A 3-point field goal, 2 free throws. Iwanzo's the only free throw shooter that Hidden Valley's gone to the line with tonight. He's hit 2 of 2, 100% from the free throw line. Once again, the girls' game tonight, it was 39-22, make it 39-23. Hidden Valley remains undefeated in girls' play. Last night in Skyline Conference basketball, on the boys' side, it was Henley over Klamath Union at the Hornets' Nest, 51-43, and Phoenix defeated North Valley, 64-41. Henley defeated Klamath Union in girls' action last night, 52-45. Broadcasting tonight on our News Talk station, KFLS, due to the fact that we have an Oregon Duck game tonight. We would have been okay last night, but we're over here tonight. 47-37 is our score for the Oregon Ducks, leading against the Cal Golden Bears with 12 minutes and 37 seconds left in the second half. You can hear that game if you want to sample it, or at the conclusion of this game by simply going to 106.5 FM, 1240 AM on the dial in Klamath Falls. I'm going to take a 2-minute break and come back, talk a little Blazer basketball. Our score here at halftime, Mazama 36 and Hidden Valley 18. Back in 2 minutes.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
The best gifts come in small packages, and at Bridges World Jewelry, they couldn't agree more. Just in time for Valentine's Day, Rick has diamond heart pendants at 25% off, diamond stud earrings at 50% off, plus a dazzling 1.01 carat loose diamond was $7,900, Valentine priced at only $44.99. Bridges World Jewelry, the only place to shop for your Valentine, in the Tower Shopping Center.
Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
Back here at Valhalla Court, Mazama 36 and Hidden Valley 18. Looking forward to Rodney Hood, the newest Blazer, in a trade with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He'll be on the floor tomorrow night. Was not in uniform last night, but was at the game when the Blazers lost in a tough game to the Miami Heat. Also announced today, very excited for the 50th anniversary season of Portland Trailblazer basketball. Next year will be their golden anniversary. And to celebrate, the team is going to do something that they haven't done in a while. They're going to move it back to where it all started, at least for one night anyway. This afternoon, the Board of Governors officially bestowed upon the team the fact that there will be commemorative merchandise and new uniforms and different types of uniforms for different events. But the Blazers, for the first time in many years since the Rose Garden or the Moda Center was open, will be playing an exhibition game, one of the early season exhibition games, where it all began at Veterans Memorial Coliseum, where 12,666 was all that you could get into the facility years ago, and the Blazers broke the NBA record for most consecutive sellouts when they were winning all of those games back in the 1970s with the national championship team or the world championship team, and then, of course, in the 1990s when they were in the NBA Finals several years. So that was good to hear today. They'll at least have one game at the Coliseum next year, albeit an exhibition game. Mazama 36, Hidden Valley 18. We'll come back with the second half after this one-minute break.
When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or a sander or a nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply, on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
The Basin's most accurate and current local news, and the best in talk radio. This is KFLS Klamath Falls, a Wynn Broadcasting station.
Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTP B14057.
Mazama will open the second half with the ball, moving it from left to right. Starting five on the floor, Brosterhouse, Luna, Hall, Jake Healy, and Kristen Casper, I believe, the fifth starter out there. Here's Brosterhouse, left-hand side. Bring it over to Hall in the corner. Now right-hand side to Healy. Good touch pass now over to Luna, baseline. Pump fake, shot put up, no. Foul, yes. Steven Luna will go to the free throw line to shoot, or will he? Randy Barline talking to his point guard. Oh, he just wants to talk to him before he shoots his free throws. The personal foul will be on Josh Tanner, who did not start the game, so obviously Hidden Valley trying to mix things up here in the second half with the starting five. First free throw from Luna is perfect. Steven Luna gives Mazama a 19-point lead. 37-18. These two teams are tied for third in the conference right now at 2-3. Second free throw is off the mark, no good, and rebound Hidden Valley. Down the floor, Blanton will kick it out. Long three, Tanner, back iron it off. No good. Maybe that's why they have him in there, because he can shoot the three. But the rebound down the hall floor to Hall. Finds a wide open Jake Healy underneath the basket with a beautiful skip pass. Lays it up and in. Jake Healy's first points of the game gives Mazama a 21-point lead. Here's a steal in the front court from Luna. Pickpocket, drive, lays it up, no good, draws the foul. On Josh Tanner again against the same player he fouled a moment ago, Steven Luna. Luna picked the pocket out in the front court of an errant pass, kind of a lackadaisical pass. And Luna using his explosive speed to bring it down the floor. Free throw on the way from Steven is good. Mazama now leads 40-18. Luna 2-for-3 from the free throw line, now 3-for-4 in the game. All those free throws shot in this quarter. Timeout Hidden Valley. Not a good start for the Mustangs. Good start for your Vikings, however. They lead 41-18. We're going to take a 30-second break and come back on KFLS.
The providers in every day at Basin Immediate Care. Sports and wellness physicals to illnesses, injuries, and occupational services. You'll receive immediate attention. Basin Immediate Care's on-site x-ray and lab ensure speedy results, plus relief from your illness or injury. Open every day of the year, including Sundays and holidays. Never an appointment needed. Basin Immediate Care stays aware of, equipped for, and ready to meet every new challenge. Basin Immediate Care. The provider is in every day. 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center.
6 minutes and 48 seconds left, third quarter. Mazama 41, Hidden Valley 18. Mustangs in the traveling blue jerseys, white numerals, trimmed in orange. Just think the colors of the Denver Broncos, and you've got their color scheme down. Josh Tanner out in the front court. Leave it out for Jonathan Bird. Now to Parker Wright with a three-guard lineup in there right now, trying to pop some people open for threes. The drive inside by Jeremiah. No, that's going to be Ezra McLean on the dribble drive. He is fouled going to the rack. Third personal foul going to be called on Steven Luna, and immediately Tristan Lee will get off the bench at the beck and call of Randy Barleen. First free throws on the way for McLean. No good. Lane will have one more from 15 feet to see if he can cut this lead a little bit. Second one is good. Nothing but net there. 41-19. Hidden Valley applying full court pressure. Mazama breaks it. Tristan Lee, left-hand side, way out front, walks with the ball, trying to get it back to Javon Hall, who is trailing him. Turnover Vikes. Hidden Valley's pressure successful on that possession. Here's Ryan Harry. He'll leave it left-hand side out to Jonathan Bird between the legs with a dribble. Finds an open man inside, Joe Blanton, but the ball went right through Joe's hands and into the hands of Javon Hall for Mazama. They'll come down with 3-on-2. Here's Tristan Lee. Goes up, drives, puts it up, no good. Ends up on his derriere, no call. Rebound Hidden Valley. Jonathan Lee into the front court. He's pickpocketed there by Javon Hall. Drives, lays it up, and stuffs. Well, he kind of stuffed it. Javon Hall missed the stuff, but the carom off the rim went anyway. We'll call that a 50% stuff. 43-19. He got well above the rim, laid it up, no good. It rolled off the rim on the jam, but it hit the back iron following back down and went in for Javon Hall. Rosterhouse picks up a foul on the Mazama end. The other side as Hidden Valley forces it down floor very quickly. It's non-shooting foul on Rosterhouse. Hidden Valley to inbound underneath their own basket. Here's the inbound play to Joe Blanton. He scores it, and he'll have an and one. Blanton now with six to cut the lead to 43-21. And the third personal foul on Christian Casper. So Casper has three, as does Steven Luna, who's on the bench. First free throw, or rather the bonus free throw for the three-point play. The traditional three-point opportunity is good for Blanton. That's the lead down to 43-22. Here's Jake Healy, left-hand side, had the drive wide open, put it up, no good. Rosterhouse with the putback underneath the basket. It's off the glass, no good as well. Rebound, Hidden Valley, down the floor. McLean all the way down with a dribble drive, lays it up and in coast to coast. He got the rebound, went 88 feet the other way and scored it, 43-24. Lead down to 19 for Mazama with 4:58 left third quarter. Jake Healy lost the ball, got it back, and throws it away again. Blanton in the corner comes up with it for Hidden Valley. They're hustling right now. Top of the key is Parker Wright. Drives inside the paint, and he travels with the ball. Parker Wright took one too many steps on the dribble drive. Mazama to re-inbound the ball, but it seems this little spurt of activity that Hidden Valley's had and have cut the lead to 19 has given them a little momentum here. 4:39 left third quarter. Rosterhaus against full court pressure back to Stephen Luna into the game. Came in last dead ball. Luna bounces the ball over to Healy, way off in the left-hand corner. Jake's going to try to penetrate baseline left. As he does, he's cut off and fouled at the pass. Baseline about 10 feet out. Jeremiah Norga and Garrett Haggerty getting, no, excuse me, that's Iwanzu. So Norga and Iwanzu checking in, dead ball here for Hidden Valley. Third personal foul on Ryan Harry. Inbound for Mazama, the long three-corner. Brosterhaus doesn't draw any air. Draws air, but no rim. Luna with a rebound, puts it up and in. Nice job for Luna, 5'9", to be the guy to get the rebound there and put it back up and in, 45-24. Here's Iwanzu. Free throw line extended, jumper left, no good, 16 feet out. Rebound Hall for Mazama across the midcourt line. Left side, over to Luna. Bring it up top, now right side over to Hall. Good ball movement for the Vikings right now. Inside the paint to Casper, high post, baseline. Over now to Brosterhaus with a fadeaway jumper, and it's good. Cole Brosterhaus's first basket of the second half. His 12th point of the game, Mazama back to a 23-point lead, 47-24. Iwanzu to Jeremiah Norga. Bring it out top of the key to Jonathan Bird, back to Norga. He'll try to penetrate, cut off, going to get it over to Blanton. He's tripped up near the baseline. Ends up face flat on the floor. So he gets up a little tender, limping a little bit. And that's going to be a fourth personal foul on Christian Casper. That will certainly change the complexion of the game. Azama's biggest player has to come off. The senior coming off with four personal fouls early here in the second half. Parker Wright, top of the key to Harry. He'll pop it off the glass. He didn't call bank, but it went in. A three-point field goal for Harry, his first points of the game, 47-27. Here's Brosterhaus, throws up a shot in, underneath the basket, and somehow it went on the dribble drive. Kisses it off the glass there. Brosterhaus using a little bank there as well. Back to a 49-27 lead. Blanton from six inside, no good. Hidden Valley one and done with the Vikings with a rebound. Down the floor, Stephen Luna drives coast to coast, goes up with a shot, draws the foul with 2:45 left in the quarter. Azama has led this game throughout, leading it 15-11 at the end of the first quarter. 36-18 at halftime, 49-27 now. Personal foul is on Iwanzu, his first, team foul number four. And Stephen Luna back to the free throw line for the Vikings. And the first free throw is up, and it is good. Giving Mazama a 50-27 lead. Luna's had a great third quarter. He's 3-for-4 from the free throw line and has a field goal to boot. Second one is good, now 4-for-5. 6 points in the quarter, 8 in the game for Stephen Luna. 51-27, Mazama leads by 24. Into the ball game, Josh Tanner. He feeds it inside to Norga. He drives, puts it up, no good. Jeremiah chases down the rebound off the rim, way out in the forecourt. He'll feed it inside the paint and get it back on the give and go. Norga will just bank it in. Didn't expect to be that wide open, but somehow found himself in the key. Might have been three in the key, but no call. 51-29, Mazama with the ball and the lead. Left-hand side is Healy. He'll swing it right-hand side now to Luna. Stop and pop. No, he won't shoot. Back to Jake on the wing. Fake the three. Now left side to Brosterhaus. Back in the corner to Luna. He'll pop it from, that was Hall. Pops it from 14. I was screened out there. Javon Hall with a shot. It is no good. And the rebound with a minute 45 left here in the third quarter coming down to Hidden Valley. They'll bring it into the front court. Tanner. Little entry pass intended for Joe Blanton, knocked away by Tristan Lee defensively for Mazama. Excellent play there. Vikings get the ball back. Into the front court, Luna. Across the timeline, we'll bring it to Prosser House. Now out front to Hall between the rings. And back on the left wing, the ball goes now the right wing over to Hall. Good ball movement for the Vikings. Reversing direction, trying to find an open door or cut somebody open for a three. It's Healy, top of the key. Now to Luna. Now to Brosterhouse. The right-hand floater is good. Brosterhouse now has 6 in the half, 16 in the game. 53-29 Mazama by 24 as Norga goes in. Excuse me, Iwanzu goes in with a left-hand drive. His shot was blocked. I thought it was a block, not a foul. The ball's hands on the ball, and he blocks the shot, but he must have got him with the body. It'll be Jake Healy's first personal foul, team foul number 5 in the Vikings. First free throw from Wanzu is no good. Matthew Iwanzu with 5 points, all in the first quarter, has not scored since. Until now, with that second free throw going in. And it's 53-30 with 47 seconds left. Third period. Across the midcourt line, Hall finds a wide open Healy who gets the ball to Tristan Lee. Probably should have shot it, Jacob did, but Lee is fouled going up for the shot. Jake was wide open. And Vikings breaking pressure, had 2 underneath the basket, 1 on each side. Lee trying to be a little unselfish and get the ball, Healy to Lee. Lee will go to the free throw line. Jacob probably could have scored that easy to himself. First one is on the way, no good. Personal foul on Garrett Haggerty. One more pending here for Lee. It is on the way. It is also no good. 0 for 2 at that trip to the stripe. 34 seconds left, third quarter, a 23-point Mazama lead. Spin move, stop and pop jumper, Ezra McLean just inside the free throw line, right, no good. Rebound offensive, it's Hidden Valley. Here's Norga, dribble drive, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Javon Hall with 14 seconds. He'll walk it into the front court, leave it out now for Luna. In the corner the ball goes, and back it goes out front now to Luna into the free throw circle. Now a long three, Brosterhouse in the coffin corner left. No good to end the third period. Mazama 53, Hidden Valley 30, back with a fourth and final quarter after this 1 minute break.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with 3 convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town. It's made just for me.
Mazama outscores Hidden Valley 19-12 in that third quarter and takes a comfortable 23-point lead into the fourth period here. Update on the Duck ball game. Oregon leading Cal at Matthew Knight Arena right now, second half, 63-49. Iwanzu with a jump shot to start the fourth quarter for Hidden Valley. No good. Joe Blanton tries to save it from going out of bounds, and his effort goes off the back of the backboard behind the basket. Zama will get the ball. 7:47 left in the game. Jake Healy. Left-hand side to Javon Hall. Healy on his way to the U.S. Naval Academy at the end of his senior year. Norga tips the ball out of bounds and a pass from Keeley to Lee. Vikings will reload. Here is Steven Luna between the rings. Right-hand side over to Tristan Lee on the wing. He'll bring it up top now to Hall. Work the other side to Luna. Drives, puts it up, will not go. Bounced three times on that rim, would not go down. Rebound Hidden Valley Harry all the way down to the other end of the floor, then loses control and throws it right into the hands of Steven Luna for the Vikings. Luna is pickpocketed out front. And here comes Ryan Harry driving down the floor. Luna's going to be called for the foul. I believe that is his fourth in the game. We have not seen Chris Zakur tonight. That was on Brosterhouse, his third. They gave that on Cole. So the senior Zakur not with the team tonight. We have even a shorter bench than Randy Barlean's fought that all season long. He's even got one less tonight. First free throw from Tanner at the line. No good. He gave those free throws to Tanner. Harry was there. 53-31. He got his second one to go down. 53-31 the score. Mazama by 22. Cole Brosterhouse to Javon Hall. Way out in the front court. Brosterhouse. Luna. Steal. This is going to be Harry. Now to Tanner. He'll lay it up and in. Nice move there by Tanner. Back-to-back opportunities for the young man off the bench. 53-33. 20-point lead. Brosterhouse to Hall up front. Javon left-hand side in the wing. Throws that one away. Well, I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, the Vikings are turnover-itis. This one laid up, missed by Tanner, who drives coast to coast. Tried to make a trifecta of the last three possessions. Here's Brosterhouse across the midcourt line for Mazama. Leave it to Tristan Lee. Back to Cole up top. Left-hand side to Luna. Cutter down underneath. Guess what? Stolen. Guess who? Young man has been all over the floor. Josh Tanner. He has played well. Timeout. Mazama coach Randy Barlean not happy with his team right now. 53-33 with 5:53 left in the game. Back in a minute on KFLS 1450 and 102.5 FM.
Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block's got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTPB 14057.
Summer fun awaiting you all over the Klamath Basin. Remember, the number one place to find the fun is on basinlife.com. On your phone, tablet, or computer, 24/7. Stop by our Things to Do page and enjoy the brand new Road to Crater Lake page. On it, you'll see the best hiking and biking trails and unusual things about Crater Lake National Park. The Road to Crater Lake page, brought to you by Lake of the Woods Resort, open year-round. Odessa Store for all your camping needs. Harriman Springs Resort and Rocky Point Resort. Find the fun on basinlife.com.
Five minutes and 53 seconds left in this one. Mazama has been in control all night long. Last few possessions, though, they have been sloppy down the floor. Randy Barlean said, it's enough, we're going to have to regroup. Mazama to inbound against full court pressure on the Hidden Valley side of the floor. Steven Luna brings it into the front court for Mazama. Contested, but good ball handling skills. Up top now to Brosterhouse. Back to Luna, right-hand side. Top of the key now. And underneath, Brosterhouse on the cutter, the give-and-go. Pick play, beautiful. Healy to Brosterhouse. Cole scores, 8.5 for Cole. 18 in the game for Brosterhouse. 55-33, Mazama. Long three, Norgath. Misses well short. Doesn't even draw a rim. Mazama with a rebound down the floor, a two-on-one. It's Healy, stop, pop, five-foot jumper. It won't go from the right baseline. A little floater with the right hand. One and out for the Vikings there. Hidden Valley with the rebound. Norga to Iwanzu back to Norga, and he gets it back to Iwanzu again. Now Jeremiah Norga inside the paint. Right-hand scoop, no good from seven. Rebound, Mazama's Tristan Lee. He'll leave it up top to Brosterhouse with 4:44 left in the game. Cole worked the ball right side, now left, and back right over to Luna. Good ball movement for the Vikings. Motion offense, top of the key now to Hall. Javon feeds Lee. Tristan, one dribble. Back out front to Healy. Working a little bit of clock here. Why not? 22-point lead. Luna now to Healy. Back over top of the key to Brosterhouse. Now Luna. And Brosterhouse again with the right-hand wing. Holding onto the ball. Now to Hall. Vikings trying to get somebody open underneath. Get a back door perhaps. They finally do get the ball baseline right to Healy, but he kicks it right back out. Top of the key to Lee. And now Healy once again. Brosterhouse, left-hand side. Free throw line extended on the wing. 3:46, almost 45 seconds taken off the clock in this possession alone for Mazama. Javon Hall almost has it stolen. Has to dribble now. Continues to dribble and gets himself out of trouble. Swing it over to Jake Healy. No shot clock in Oregon high school basketball. So the Vikings very content right now to just work some time off clock. 3:24 left in the game. And finally fouled from behind is Cole Brosterhouse by Ryan Harry. I believe that's Harry's fourth. It is. Non-shooting foul for Brosterhouse. It was out in the front court and team foul number six. Both teams now in the bonus for the rest of the game in this one. Mazama leading it 55-33. They'll inbound right next to their own bench near the scorer's table. They go over and back. The pass goes over the midcourt line to Brosterhouse after he had already established position with the ball initially on the front side of the floor. What turnover. Here's Norga. Drives, lays it up off the glass too much. No good. Had it wide open. Rebound put back up by Haggerty. No good from 7 feet. And Mazama comes down with the rebound with 3 minutes left. Randy Barlane tried to get his team back to a 500 mark in league and sole possession of third place behind number one Henley and number two Klamath Union. So all three Klamath teams will be 1-2-3 tonight. Javon Hall screens out underneath, lays one up and in. Four in the half for Hall and 15 in the game. 57-33 now, the Vikings with the lead with 2.5 left. Ezra McLean with the ball. Crossover dribble, stop and pop 7-foot jumper, bounces twice, no good off the rim. And the rebound comes down to the Vikings. And Steven Luna will slow things down a little bit now. To Brosterhouse, left-hand side, bring it back up top now to Lee. He'll penetrate, drive, lay it up, no good. Had the wide open drive, just missed the shot. Rebound was off the shoe of a Mustang player. We'll get some brand new Mustangs into the game. Guys who have not been in tonight. Cole Birchfield, the first one I recognize here from the last time these two teams played. He has not played here tonight. Here's the inbound and a shot put up and missed by Brosterhouse. He thought he was fouled. No, he was not. According to the official, rebound Birchfield. He'll come up with a shot with a minute 58 left on the other end of the floor. And he is fouled. Act in the act of shooting. Cole Birchfield will go to the free throw line for Hidden Valley. 6'3" sophomore. Birchfield's first free throw is no good. Hidden Valley going into the quarter, 4 of 9. They are now 5 for 12 as a team from the free throw line here tonight. Tristan Lee coming off the floor for Mazama at the 1:58 mark. Second free throw is good. Birchfield is in the scorebook. to make it 57-34. Steven Luna across the midcourt line for Mazama. He will leave it up. New player in the game. We'll tell you who that is when we get the opportunity. We do not have a number 14 on the roster provided by the OSAA and the Mazama coaching staff. I cannot tell you who number 14 is, unfortunately. And at 35 left, they turn it over, Mazama does, so both teams getting some kids into the ball game that don't normally or haven't at least tonight got a chance to show off their wares out there. Dylan Aguirre into the lineup now for Mazama as well. Touch pass inside the paint. Nice job. Turnaround jumper is good from the freshman. 6 foot freshman puts it up and in. Morgan Stever. Fadeaway jumper from the baseline. Kid made a pretty play there. 57-36. Ball stolen in the front court. Behind the back dribble now. Harry, turnaround shot. No, it goes. That was not Harry. That was Tanner. Zero. Tanner scoring it after a great steal in the front court. The lead down to 19 now. Inside a minute to play. Right-hand scoop from Brosterhouse, no good. Shot put back up by Aiden Smith is no good, who is also checked in for Mazama. And with 23 seconds left, Hidden Valley with the ball. Birchfield up front. With the ball left-hand side, shot put up left-hand, good. That one by Julian Aguilar to make it 57-40. 9 seconds left, a long three way outside, put up and missed by Aguirre. Rebound, Hidden Valley, heave from half court, is partially blocked. Ball game over. Mazama 57, Hidden Valley 40. The Vikings in third place now, the Skyline Conference at 3-3. We'll wrap it up after this 2-minute break.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call Modoc Services. The folks at Modoc Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. Modoc Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. Modoc Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
The best gifts come in small packages. And at Bridges World Jewelry, they couldn't agree more. Just in time for Valentine's Day, Rick has diamond heart pendants at 25% off. Diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Plus, a dazzling 1.01 carat loose diamond was $7,900. Valentine priced at only $44.99. Bridges World Jewelry, the only place to shop for your Valentine in the Tower Shopping Center.
Mazama 57, Hidden Valley 40. The Vikings improve to 3-3 in conference play and 8-10 overall. Hidden Valley falls to 11-8 overall, and they are 2-4 in conference play. So the conference standings has the Henley Hornets on top at 6-0, Mazama 4-2, Klamath Union 4-2, Mazama 3-3. Those are the top three teams. 2-4 the record for both Phoenix and Hidden Valley, and 1-5 for the North Valley Knights. Mazama winning at 57-40. We will give you the scoring wrap-ups here in the second half. A good night of basketball for Cole Brosterhaus, who had 18 points, 15 points for Javon Hall. Stephen Luna had a great third quarter to augment his scoring tonight. In fact, in that third quarter, 7 points alone for Luna, ended up with 9 in the game. Jake Healy had 2. Tristan Lee had 4. And Christian Casper had 8 for the Mazama Vikings unofficially. For Hidden Valley, Jacob Tanner had 5. Ryan Harry had 3. Cole Birchfield had 1. Ezra McLean ended up with 5 tonight. 5 points as well for Jeremiah Norga. 2 for Dylan Aguilar. Joe Blanton had 7 points. 2 points for Parker Wright. 2 points for Garrett Haggerty. Matthew Awanzu had 6 points. And 2 points for the freshman Stever. Nobody in double figures for Hidden Valley tonight, but 11 of their 12 players that got a chance to play in the game scored. So that tells you that they have some balance on their team. Score by quarters, Mazama led it 15-11 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored Hidden Valley 21-7 in the second quarter to lead it 36-18, 55-30 at the end of the third quarter. Mazama scoring just 2 points in the fourth quarter. And to Hidden Valley's 10, but it wasn't nearly enough. Final score, 57-40. From the free throw line, the Vikings shoot 7-11, 63%. Now these, of course, are yours truly's numbers. Yours may vary. And Hidden Valley, 6 of 13 for 46%. From the free throw line. Next action for Mazama is Friday night. Our next broadcast is also Friday night. Back on the Henley side, as we've got the Hornets hosting the Phoenix Pirates, who are right now pretty hot. They've won 2 of their last 3 games, and won earlier this week by 22-23 over North Valley. So they are ready to try to make a statement over here in Klamath Falls on Friday night. We'll be at the Hornets' Nest with a pregame at about 7:20, tip off at 7:30. And girls action tonight, Hidden Valley 39 and Mazama 23. Our thanks to in-studio producer Chuck Rhodes. And once again, our final score here from the Valhalla Court Arena tonight, it was Mazama 57 and Hidden Valley 40. Randy Adams, thanking you for joining us on this Wednesday night. We will see you on Friday.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Klamath County High School Basketball. All season long, stay with KlamathRadio.com for exciting high school basketball action with the Mazama Vikings and the Henley Hornets. This has been a copyrighted presentation of KlamathRadio.com.
The Basin's most accurate and current local news, and the best in talk radio. This is KFLS Klamath Falls, a Wynn Broadcasting station.